We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, y'all. Hey. Are you drinking your water? Are you minding your business? I love to see it. I'm your host, Angel Glassell. Welcome to Hydrated and Healed, a podcast that combines a full glass of real-life girl talk with a nourishing splash of healing. There is so much chaos happening in the world and possibly in your personal life. My goal is to help you navigate the chaos by staying hydrated and healed. Today, we are discussing boundaries. My guest is here, ready to drop all the gems for you all. Welcome, Keenan Hardy. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you drinking your water?
I am.
Okay. Are you minding your business?
I sure am.
I love to see it. Please introduce yourself to the people.
Hello, my name is Keenan Hardy. I'm also, some people know me as Staff Sergeant Keenan Hardy. I am in the military, have been serving for 12 years. I am from Chicago, Illinois, and I've been living in Tennessee for 12 years. So I've had both the Northern experience or Midwest experience and also Southern experience. And I feel like for me, it's kind of gave me a larger scope on what or how I view things. So I'm excited to be on the show, excited to be able to talk with you. Let's have a good time.
All right, now I'm here for it. Now, before we get started, we are going to play a game of this or that. I will say two topics in which you will select the option that relates to you the most. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
City or beach?
Beach.
Relaxing or exploring?
Definitely relaxing.
Okay. Netflix or Hulu?
Getting tired of Netflix, so Hulu.
All right. Rooftop views or street views?
Definitely rooftop.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Have a new romance or make a new friend?
Make a new friend.
Okay. Faith or hope?
Faith.
In terms of addressing behaviors and what's acceptable and not acceptable, walls or boundaries?
Boundaries.
All right, now. Thank you so much for participating in this or that. Now, before we get into this conversation, I am very big on opportunities, and you just never know who's listening. Are you single?
I'm not.
I know, that's right. It was the direct, I am not, that firm, assertive, like, don't even slide in the DM because I am not.
I am not. I'm in season two.
All right, season two. Oh, listen, because they say you're supposed to date four seasons, right?
Right. Four seasons. So I'm in season two.
Just go ahead and send me an invite to the wedding. Matter of fact, I'm going to be in it and it's going to be okay. Well, I want to circle back to our question, the last one in this or that, and I asked about walls or boundaries. My aunt says something all the time, and it has really played a major role in how I create boundaries. When you have walls, no one gets in or out, including yourself. Mm-hmm. You want to create boundaries. That way, there's give and take. You can come in, you can go out, vice versa. Who you control, who comes in and who doesn't come in. And I thought, oh my gosh, like, I really like that. First, we need to address, what are boundaries?
For me, boundaries is just like if you have a house and you have that front door. And so some people, like, you'll know them and you'll let them come in. Some people you won't. But your comfort, the comfort level you have with that person dictates what your boundaries are. The boundary is that doorstep. So for me, like, I think that it's important for us, especially for mental health, is for us to establish those boundaries, because a lot of times we have two people who have a different perspective on what a friendship is, what a relationship is, mm-hmm. what it is. So you have to let someone know, look, this is what I will, this is what I won't do. This mm-hmm. is what I'm comfortable with. This is what I'm not comfortable with. But if you don't do that, then you're always putting yourself in a compromising situation.
I said this in my last episode, I think it was, but we have to teach people how to treat us.
True.
If not, then it gives people just license to run rampant and do whatever they want. You know, I talked about this in my last episode about conflicts. Sometimes people just don't know. Sometimes they are intentional and they just want to push the envelope, but some people genuinely don't know what's acceptable and what's not acceptable unless you communicate that.
Right.
And I like that you also said it's like a line in the sand, like, hey, I am okay with this and I'm not okay with this. And then also to just creating a space for you and that person to really just navigate that line. What areas in your life have you created boundaries?
Personally, like, and I have to, you want me to speak and be honest?
Let's go. Let's go. Hydrated, okay. And healed. Let's go.
So I've had to create boundaries in work, at work. I've had to create boundaries in personal relationships. Maybe more romantic relationships. I've had to make it very clear what my intentions and what I'm here, exactly what the extent to what I was willing to give and what I was willing to, the energy I was willing to give and put out.
Mm-hmm.
It was very important for me. And I can speak more on romantic relationships. I think that men typically aren't talked about knowing their worth, knowing like what's important to me. Not just in just women, but also what is important to me. Not saying I can fit in wherever I get in, but what's important to me. I think that's something that I had to learn.
I remember having a conversation with one of my students. It was some years ago. I want to say like maybe my first or second year of teaching. And I'm that teacher that be in their business. And mm-hmm. I'd be like, listen, you need to clean this up because anybody else is going to tell you to clean it up. And there was a rumor going around that he was quite sexual. And uh-huh. I pulled him to the side and I said, hey, your body is sacred and you can't just go around allowing anybody to have access to it. True. And you have to know your worth and your value. So I love that you hit on that because I think that is, I mean, I'm a woman, so I can't really speak on how to raise a man, but I feel like that is like a common thing that men are not taught their worth and their value. So I love that you said that.
I wish men really was taught that because I think that it would change the way things are viewed. Because we as people, if a woman does something, and if a man does the same thing, the way we view things is just a little bit different. So like, for instance, speaking of that, like if that was a woman or a young girl who everybody who was able to experience her, right?
Mm-hmm.
The conversation will be a little bit different. And so, like, we as men, I think we don't understand is that we're not, a lot of times we say man versus woman, or I'm a man, this is a woman, this is what category I fall in. We're all having a human experience.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Let me take a sip of water. That was good.
We are having a human experience.
Mm-hmm.
So when we understand that, is that we a lot of times place boundaries on what category. I'm a man, so I have to fit into this. I'm a woman, so I have to fit into this. We're human.
Mm-hmm.
So the value that the boundaries that we have is allowing people to understand that this is who I am. This is what I stand for. This is my values. This is who I am. if you are part of my tribe, then let's move forward.
Come
if
on.
You are not part, if you are not a part of my tribe, no offense, but we just don't click on that level. So let's just move on.
Let's just move on.
Right.
You starting off early dropping gems. Okay.
It's one of two things. Like, we were talking about walls and then boundaries. So for me, walls and boundaries. Walls is like, okay, what the energy you're giving me, it has no place at all for me. For me, for my life, I realize you're no good for me, period. Boundaries is you're operating in a space or with certain energy that does not coincide with what I'm with where I'm going or how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
So let me tell you in a respectful way how I would like this to go moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't respect those boundaries, then that wall comes up.
Okay, I like that. I like it. So I can put up a wall after you violated my boundary.
Correct.
You know, looking back on it, when I think of areas that I've created boundaries, I would have to say I am single, so I have not yet experienced this with a romantic partner, but definitely with my family, just in the way that we talk to each other. I do not mind disagreements because that's just the way life is. At some point in time, we're going to have a disagreement. The women in my family are very bold. They're dominant and they be ready. Like, they be with it. Like, I'm going to tell you what happened and I don't care who around, we finna talk about it. And I had to get myself to a place where it's like, you know what? I want to have this conversation with you because I love you and we're family. But this is how I need for us to have this conversation. I don't need the yelling. I don't need for you to be tit for tat. I don't need for you to go digging up stuff that happened years ago.
Right.
I need for us to stick to the topic and figure out a plan of how we can move forward and prevent this scenario from happening again. And then as we continue to navigate, new things will come up. And when that comes up, hopefully we have built a strong pathway that has set the tone and how we address those disagreements or conflicts. And so I would definitely say, I am so comfortable saying, hey, this conversation is not going in the direction that is beneficial for either one of us. And I want to have this conversation, but I'm not going to have it in an unhealthy manner. Okay. Right. Now I missed the mic. I'm human. I'm going to mess up. So definitely call me out, but do it in a loving way that acknowledges both of our part in it. And then acknowledges, okay, we love each other and we want to move forward. So I would say family is a big one for work. Just balancing that work and home life. When I first started working, I would spend hours on the weekends just trying to catch up on work and do stuff. And I would just never have time for myself. So I would say for work, definitely setting those, like, on Friday after this certain time, I'm not touching it until Monday. If it ain't done, we're going to have to figure it out on Monday. So how do you create boundaries?
It's a communication. Communication. It is a lot of times you have so many people who beat around a bush and will tell you, for me, it's very being very direct with what it is that you feel when somebody is crossing those boundaries, being very direct with them. But you don't have to be disrespectful to be direct.
Yeah.
I have a son. So my son, I'm learning to allow him to know these are the boundaries. He doesn't know when it's okay to talk. So the boundary is that I'm trying to teach him, you wait, because you're not more important than anybody else. You wait Well, if you see two people talking, you either wait or you say, excuse me. If you don't do one of the two, we continue to talk and I'm going to let you know, hey, you're being disrespectful. Communication, you have to let people know how you want to be treated.
Yes.
If you do not explain that clearly, I need this. I need to be talked to like this. These are my expectations. You give them the ability to know you, learn you, so they know how to treat you, that allows you to stay in a healthy mental space.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you got to look at it like, okay, it becomes, it's like a seesaw. It's like, or like a negotiation table where can two people meet in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Can we meet and both of our hands come directly 50-50 in the middle? Because also part of that is me learning that person and saying, okay, well, you don't like this, you don't like this. And can we both, with both of our boundaries, are we part of the same tribe? Can we operate in the same space? And it's okay to not. You can meet people that you like, they're not bad people, but
it's not for me.
It's not for me. It's not who I am. It's not what I am. It's okay. Don't have to say nothing bad about you, nothing like that. We just cross paths and we realize that, yo, we don't, you know, our personalities, our boundaries, our expectations, they don't match. So,
yeah,
you know, let's move forward and move on and find, because it's part of life for me is finding the people who I can operate in their space and they operate in my space. They understand my boundaries. I understand their boundaries. And we can both be happy where we don't feel like we're having to compromise ourselves,
mm-hmm.
who we are,
mm-hmm.
in the midst of it.
I like how you mentioned that 50-50 element, you know? It's like, if we are in each other's tribe, we love each other, then we're going to have to give and take. So I'm going to have to, you know, bend a little to your boundaries and the same. You don't want one person doing all the bending.
And you know, like, that's something that even, like, personal experiences that I've been through, personal experiences that we've been through. Like, we in our time of getting to know each other, we know, you know, we have good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have conversation, I don't want to come and impose and dominate the conversation. I don't mm-hmm. want you to feel like you're not heard. I don't want to come across whatever boundaries you have. If I've ever disrespected those boundaries, I think that you're the person, the type of person, in us having this conversation right now, you're the type of person, you would let somebody know, hey, look, I like you, but you crossing the line here, back up just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just back up a little bit. This is where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And I could, in the times that we've been in each other's presence, I've got that energy from you that you know how to back people up when you need to.
Mm-hmm.
When you need to.
Mm-hmm. Listen, it's a work. But also, too, the challenge is being open. So, like you said, we have had plenty of conversations mm-hmm. and where I've said something and you have been like, well, hold on now. Let's talk about this real quick. And that's what it's really all about. I don't want to be like, this is the hammer. What I say, go, because then I'm not evolving. It kind of goes back to that wall and boundaries. Like, I'm not letting anybody in, and I don't know everything. So I need insight from my tribe. So I love all the conversations we be having, and auntie and cousin, and we just get in the kitchen and just talk. And we're especially like relationships for the people that's listening. I have expressed to them that this year somebody's son is going to find me. So I have like all these dating.
See a catch. You know?
And I received, you know, y'all have definitely opened my eyes. And I guess just to give a little bit of insight to the people, when it comes to dating, in the past, I have said that somebody's son would have to wait at least 6 months before coming to my home and vice versa, like coming to my home and then I go to their home. And right. They have definitely been like, now, what's the reason for the 6 months? Now, are you really going to make somebody wait 6 months before? So, I mean, I have adjusted it. There's a time frame, but really what it boils down to and where that boundary came about was in the past when I interacted with people I had no business interacting with. And right. It was like, as soon as we met, like within the next couple of days, like they were wanting to be at my house, and then it led to other things. And the end result was not what I wanted. So out of fear, I put up a wall, which goes back to what I mentioned earlier about my aunt. Yep. And me, I put up a wall. It was like, no, what you're not going to do is come in here and hurt me and try to get the goods. Like, I ain't doing that. When really it's Angel, you don't need to put up a wall. You just need to set boundaries. So now with somebody's son, you know, the conversation is a little bit different. And I can't predict every scenario. Right. I'm just throwing one out here. But if we met and he's wanting to come to my house, okay, why are you wanting to go to my house for what? Like, what's the plan? What are you trying to do? And get a little bit of clarity and understanding. Mm-hmm. And I guess too, just being older, like I ain't got time for the games. Like, what you want?
and what you said was key, because wall versus boundaries. Wall is saying, okay, this is what's going to happen. And no matter what the connection is, no matter how good the conversation is, no matter what the scenario is, you cannot come in my house until you hit a 6 month mark. But boundaries is saying, okay, even though you come into my house, you can eat, we can have a drink. If he tries to cross that line, where it's like, okay, we're watching a movie. You say you want to come over and watch a movie, but now that we're watching a movie, now you rubbing your hand up and down my leg. Okay, I didn't say nothing about that. Yeah. I allowed you to come into my space, and I trusted you to come into my space. But now the boundaries is that, okay, well, now you're in my space. Let you know this ain't happened. That ain't
right.
That you trying to do, that ain't happening. So that's the boundary. The wall is you can't come through the front door. The boundary is I'm interested in getting to know you, but let me let you know while we getting to know each other, this
what's
is
okay and what's this, not.
What's okay and what's not, right, with me. And that may change, because you might get to month three and you feel a comfort level with somebody. You be like, man, he might feel on your leg, and you might be like, well, okay.
No, but I totally understand what you mean. Like, and it shouldn't necessarily be, I don't want to say a time frame, but I think all in all, really what I had to get down to was really don't make decisions out of fear of what happened in the past. Just try your best to set those healthy boundaries for yourself. And hey, if you notice a little mistake here, it's okay. Like, okay, let's adjust that boundary and just give myself grace, really, as I navigate it. Listen, we on the money, and I'm here for it. So what are your weaknesses when it comes to creating boundaries?
I've had many weaknesses, but I can tell you that, like, in the times when I'm single, and let's say my expectations for, I'm talking about in a romantic sense, my expectations for a relationship, situationship, whatever it is settling, okay, well, it's better. My cup is half full, which is better than being empty.
Okay.
So the weakness for me has been a lot of times dealing with relationships and how I deal with women. Like, okay, well, I will invite somebody over knowing that I don't see anything serious with them.
Okay.
I'm sharing my energy with this person because of hormones. So that's my weakness in not setting those boundaries, not being strong enough and saying, hey, look, regardless of anything that's going on, these are my boundaries. These are my standards. This is who I want. This is the person. It's like, okay, well, this would do. This would be fine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not in a relationship. I'm not belonging to it. I'm cool with this. And what we don't understand is that when we give up those boundaries, we're giving people our energy.
Mm.
Sexual experience is an exchange of energy.
Let me take a sip of water.
Mm. And when that energy is exchanged, those things that person carries is the same. You be like, why am I upset?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I feeling this way? It's not just the act of having sex. It's an exchange of energy.
That was it right there. It's an exchange of energies. And when you just have one person who's in it and one person who's not, that person leave, and then you sit here trying to figure out what the heck can happen. Why am I thinking about this person? I can't get them out of my head. I can't move on from this person. Mm-hmm. So I think it just creates a lot of unnecessary baggage that we have to go through or spend so much time of our life trying to just sort through had we just had some self-control and self-discipline. It was like, let me sit down.
Let me sit down.
Let me set some boundaries. Let me take a sip real quick because I need to fill up on that one. I would say a weakness of mine when it comes to creating boundaries is finding a balance. And what I mean by that is I entertained someone some years back, and this person was part of a fraternity. And that situation didn't go the way I wanted it to. It was raggedy. And I remember I was walking around with this thing in my head that if the next guy who approached me was in this, he was a Q. I'm like, if that person is a Q, I'm not talking to them because they all the same. They all just want to get the goods. They ain't trying to be serious. So literally every Q that would walk by, and if they made it known they were a Q, I wouldn't even communicate. I was just like, There was only like one Q that I was cool with, and it was my friend's husband. And I'm like, okay, you a nice Q. So you cool. You like the only Q I like. And I would tell him that all the time. But the other ones, I don't talk to them. Now, I'm like, that was one Q.
One Q, right.
One Q.
One.
That you entertained, and it just didn't work. So you going to cross out a whole category of men just because of the one?
Right.
Listen, it was mind blowing. So and if I'm honest with you, that is an attractive quality. I like that. I like for a man to be in a part of Greek life. You know, don't have my eye on a specific one, but I do like that. So now, even in just regular conversation, I'm loving the growth that I have in just finding the balance and not reliving the past hurts and the past traumas, and when it comes to setting those boundaries. And even with the whole 6-month thing, that was another weakness, you know, in the past. I'm like, oh, well, you got to wait 6 months, got to wait a year before you can come up. I ain't doing that. I ain't giving you my number. You got to do this. And throwing all these hoops instead of just realizing, okay, that was one. Okay, you interacted with one bad. Right. So just because you let that one come over sooner than 2 months, 3 months or whatever, that don't mean everybody, you know, that when the right somebody's son come along, you really gonna make him wait 6 months?
The conversation's coming back full circle is what you did was in terms of relationship, you created a wall, mm-hmm. but we look at it as baggage.
Yes.
So the baggage that we all have is trauma that we carry sometimes into our life, like where she looked like this, she act like this. He looked like this, he act like this. He's with this group. Mm-hmm. He has to be this way. And I went through so much pain with this. I'm not willing to give this a try ever again. And yeah. So this is a great conversation. I'm glad I'm on your show because I'm learning from hearing from you, but I'm learning about you, but I'm also learning about myself as well. Mm-hmm. Because I've had my own walls or my own baggage that I've placed up because of experiences that I've gone through.
Yeah.
So like in my lifetime, like my baggage has come, it looks a little different than yours, but it's like, okay, well, in this area, I'm good. 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 And then I've still experienced loyalty issues with women that I've had in the past. They weren't loyal. And so then I start to dig deep within. Is it me?
I like that. Because again, which is the whole purpose of this podcast, is to challenge people to really look within, to look within yourself. You know, in my little spill in the beginning, I say there's so much chaos happening in the world and possibly in your life. And in order to cut down on the chaos that's happening in the world, we got to start with ourselves. So we got to mm-hmm. ask, what are those traumas? What are my triggers? What do I bring to this relationship that I need to heal and get rid of so that way it doesn't bring down what I'm trying to build? What are your strengths when creating boundaries? Because we've been doing the work, right? So we've addressed our weaknesses. We know what we've been doing. We know the traumas and what we need to work on. So now let's talk about what we do well.
I would say it's more of a mental, because it's anytime you go through something, you learn from it. So I would say it's more of not having, or one, looking within to figure out what's wrong, why you are attracting certain energy.
Mm-hmm.
Two, looking at yourself and trying to work through issues that make yourself better. Like, okay, well, mentally, how do I put this in this play? Like, how do I set these boundaries? How do I move forward with this? How do I make sure that I don't go? It's more, all of it is more of a mental thing than it is anything else. Because if you go through something and you realize, okay, I went through it, and then I keep going through it, and I keep going through it, and I keep going through it, I keep going through it. But the part of it that shows growth is being able to say, I went through it, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
How do I grow from it? How do I be better if this mm-hmm. comes up? Not by actually placing a wall, but how do I create boundaries that allows me to operate in a safe space to where this does not happen again? I decided back in the end of July, I'm not going to eat meat.
All right now.
You know,
I'm vegan fam, vegan or vegetarian?
Vegetarian.
Okay, all right now.
I said, I'm not going to eat meat. I'm not going to do this. If I can go without meat, I truly dictate what energy I want into my life and what energy I don't want into my life.
Mm-hmm.
I can truly dictate the outcome, not even just the energy, but the outcome. If I set my mind to something, I create my own reality.
I talked about this in my last episode. Like every morning I do affirmations. So you're beautiful. You're talented. Every hour there's something going off on my phone, whether it's a scripture, whether it's be bold today. You are fearless. You are created in the image of God. Just something that gets that mind going, because it's easy when doubt starts to creep in. And fears and traumas, it's so easy for your mind to go back down that hole. And it's like, no, we have to be very intentional about what we're feeding ourselves. And that's mentally, physically, and spiritually. So you definitely hit it on the head with it's a mindset thing. And just to piggyback off of yours, I would say there's something about having a confidence within yourself. It sets the tone. So you're like, this is the energy I'm on with myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's how I'm rolling. And if you ain't here or up, it's not going to work. So I'm going to need for you to level up or exit.
let me say this too, is that what your boundaries that you created, anything that people have to work hard for in life, they appreciate it more.
Come on.
So it's a cycle. If you have a little kid, if you have a kid who he gets everything he wants, he'll go outside. Those new Jordans that's $150, he'll go play basketball in them and get them dirty and won't think nothing about it. But if you tell him he has to throw papers, or if you tell him he has to do something to earn that money, you make him earn that money.
Yep.
When he gets those shoes, he's going to appreciate a little bit more.
I am big on like quotes, right? And I actually used this book last week. The name of this book is called 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. And it's by Amy Morin. The quote is actually by Maya Angelou. And it says, "You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them." That is the perfect quote for our topic. For boundaries, because when you're setting boundaries, for me, it's not about controlling you. It's not about getting you to bow down to me and what I say goes. When I set up a boundary, I'm just letting you know the expectations. And I'm letting you know, one, I'm open to having whatever dialogue we need to have, but I need it to happen in this manner. So that way you can walk in healthy relationships with people, whether it be your job, romantic, your best friend, your family.
I'm glad that I had this conversation, because I've learned from it, like maybe more about myself, but also more about, you know, just your perspective as well. Just trying to take it all in. And this conversation is that none of us are really, if you're going through life, you're constantly learning. Mm-hmm. But like, I look at it like, well, what I learned today in this conversation is going to help me.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Will you come back?
Yes, absolutely. You know.
Hey.
You know.
You can find me on social media at Hydrated and Healed or Angel Glass Cell. If you're tuning in by way of Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And that's on who? Hydrated and Healed. Bye, guys.